From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. One less candidate, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, has decided not to seek next year's Democratic nomination for the presidency.
I believe we're out of time, the time necessary to mount a winning campaign for the nomination.
Speaking Wednesday in the White House Rose Garden, Biden cited the ongoing grieving process following his son's death in May as the main reason he will not run. Outgoing Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, John Boehner, has set October 28th as the date for party members to select their nominee for his replacement. The outgoing Speaker expressed support Wednesday for Congressman Paul Ryan, who has said he will run for House Speaker.
He's a very good member. He works hard. He's very bright. And he has good relationships, I think, with all the wings of the party.
Ryan says he will stand for the job only if he has the support of all parts of his fractious party. The White House criticized Russia Wednesday for what was called its red carpet welcome of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in Moscow. Spokesman Eric Schultz accused Mr. Assad of using chemical weapons on his own people and said the Russian airstrikes against Syrian rebels fighting the Syrian military are counterproductive. Assad held talks in the Kremlin with President Vladimir Putin. He thanked Mr. Putin for Russian intervention, saying it stopped the spread of what he called more terrorism in Syria. No fewer than 14 South African universities have temporarily closed their doors amid a swelling wave of student protests over proposed tuition and fee hikes.
What have they done?
That was the sound as scuffles broke out Wednesday between protesting students and police outside of Parliament in Cape Town. This is VOA News.